Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming wildfires see increased containment as crews continue battling blazes. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. In wildfire updates across Wyoming, containment efforts continue to show progress. According to information from the Southwest Area Incident Management Team 5 via Facebook, as of yesterday, the Flat Rock Fire, located 11 miles northwest of Gillette, has burned 52,421 acres and is now 75% contained. The Constitution Fire, 11 miles northeast of Gillette, covers 24,594 acres with 55% containment. The Remington Fire, spanning multiple counties in southeast Montana and northeast Wyoming, has consumed 196,459 acres and is 61% contained. Meanwhile, the House Draw Fire, southeast of Buffalo, has burned 174,683 acres and is 94% contained. Firefighters have been battling these blazes since they ignited on August 21st. Nearly 700 personnel are on the ground, supported by 11 crews, 6 helicopters, and over 80 engines, bulldozers, and water tenders. Thursday's windy conditions tested containment lines, but firefighters successfully held the lines and continued suppression and repair efforts. For private landowners with heavy equipment impacts or cut fences from suppression efforts during the Flat Rock, Remington, Constitution, or House Draw fires, there is a phone line established that will help you get connected with fire officials and resources for suppression repair work. Please call 307-303-7642 for more information on suppression repair. Doctor sues Wyoming governor over removal from medical board, citing First Amendment violation. Dr. Eric Cuban has filed a lawsuit against Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon, claiming that his removal from the Wyoming Board of Medicine violated his First Amendment rights. According to Cowboy State Daily, Cuban was removed in April after expressing support for a law banning transgender medical treatments for minors, known as Chloe's Law, which Gordon later signed. Cuban said in a press release, "I was removed from the Wyoming State Board of Medicine because I took a stand to protect the children in our state. I have been misrepresented by the Wyoming Medical Society and had no choice but to speak up for what I believe to be right." The lawsuit, filed from the help of the Liberty Justice Center, seeks to reinstate Cuban to the board and argues that his removal was retaliatory. Governor Gordon has not commented on the ongoing litigation. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.